The policy examples from this article will be under the spotlight during the OECD Local Development Forum, which will take place in Cork, Ireland, on 15 June 17, 2022. This event is organized as part of the Local Employment and Economic Development Program, LEED, program, which marks its 40th anniversary this year. Since 1982, the mission of LEED has been to create good jobs in great places. Participate here. In today's world, the certainties of yesterday are no use to face the challenges of tomorrow. The various systemic shocks of recent years, such as the 2008 financial crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, or the war in Ukraine, have resulted in a disfigured world. We now need to respond with new approaches and alliances to respond to the digital transformation and the climate emergency. Our cities will be central to that response. New world, new challenges. This is especially true in navigating the future of work. Technological advances are fragmenting labor markets, leaving many workers struggling with insecure forms of work and limited routes for progression in pay and prospects. Yet new ways of creating value and job opportunities are also emerging. New realities that coexist with traditional ones, generating new fractures and tensions. The new economy is characterized by greater professional mobility and radical flexibility. The arrival of the economy on demand, that is, having access to what you want, when you want and where you want, generates a need for companies to draw on a flexible workforce to manage demand peaks. Matchmaking via platforms renders the traditional forms of labor relations obsolete, generating new problems for which we are not prepared. The power balance has changed. The advent of digital platforms risks concentrating power with winner-takes-all dynamics, moving us towards a model of increased job polarization and inequality. On the one hand, high-skilled and well-paid jobs at the top of the pyramid, and on the other, low-skilled and poorly paid jobs, poor prospects and fragmented working lives and incomes. How then can cities offer security in an uncertain world? The city of Barcelona attempts to stay on top of the ever-changing digital sphere by offering free digital training meant to boost digital talent via the Cibernarium program, beginning in 1999. Talent is the new oil. One of the answers lies in the massive commitment to training new talent, especially in cities. Talent is the new oil, and the anchor for new investments. We are witnessing a paradigm shift in which companies follow the talent and not the other way around. And talent is increasingly concentrated in cities that offer that talent what it wants. If talent is the new oil, all cities must find ways of bringing it to the surface by doubling down on their investment in skills. Their approach needs to be agile. Experts tell us that 60% of the jobs that will have to be filled in a decade have not yet been invented. Contributing to the employability of our citizens from the cities requires offering rapid responses adapted to the needs of the labor markets with new skills and abilities. Winning the battle for the future of work will require smart specialization strategies based on visionary leadership and alongside public-private partnerships implement that vision and generate a virtuous circle of new value generation. Cities must thus become true learning communities to promote and guarantee the employability of their citizens. But they have to do more than invest in skills. They must attract and retain talent too. Cities have to be pleasant and healthy places to live and work, that is, a connected city, with quality of life and efficient public services. Is your city one of them? Read more on the OECD work on the future of work.